good to be with you tonight. It's good to be able to bring the message to you. I always look forward to it. This evening, the message will be coming from Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians 1, verse 27. And I just want to look at the very first part of that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. So I pose the question, are you walking in a manner worthy of the gospel? Are you walking in a manner worthy of the gospel? So many times we get caught up in pleasing ourselves. And it's easy to do. It's very easy to do instead of pleasing God. If we are all honest, and most of us fall short of this, we can admit that we could do a better job at walking in a manner worthy of the gospel. We should want to bring honor and glory to God for all the things that we do. We want to bring honor and glory to Him. But so many times we get wrapped up in our own lives and lose focus on how we are to walk. A healthy question might be, will this bring glory to God? Or maybe how will this bring glory to God? Well, we should be confident in our daily walk as long as we are striving to do our very best in every aspect of life. But we should be confident in our walk as long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We serve a mighty God, and Him we should serve only. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 38, Matthew 10 and verse 38, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Each of us have our own cross to carry. Sometimes our cross can get heavy, but we must bear it. We must bear it, and we have someone who can help us along because God is always there. He's there for us, but sometimes it's not easy to ask for help. Pride can get in our way. Pride can get in our way. We get to thinking that we can handle things on our own, but we forget to ask God for help. In Psalm 18 and verse 3, Psalm 18 and verse 3, we often sing a song, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. That's Psalm 18 verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The good thing is that we can go to God in prayer anytime and anywhere. God is worthy to be praised. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, and this is Paul to the Ephesians. Ephesians 4 and verse 1, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called. Paul's message was urgent on how they should walk. Well, our walk is the same, and we need to make sure that we stay away from the evil things. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. Colossians 1 and verse 10. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We can appreciate Paul's truthfulness of the gospel because he told us what we needed to hear. He told us what we needed to hear, and we should be the ones doing something about it. We are the only ones that can do something about it. We must be doers of God's word and not hearers only. God wants us to be busy doing the work here while we have opportunity. Many don't take the opportunity that they have to speak to someone about the gospel. And it could be that they may be afraid of rejection. Paul was not afraid of rejection. He did the work of the Lord. We too must seek out the things that we must do, just like Paul did. He sought out those things. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12. We exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom in glory. This was very important for them to understand, and we must see the urgency as well. We should be thankful to Paul because he didn't want anyone to be lost. He wanted to make sure that each one was walking in a manner worthy of the gospel. This is the attitude that we should take. Our daily walk with God is important, and we must be careful in that walk. In times of need, we can lean on each other to help us through the tough times. You know, we never know what someone is going through. God needs us to be on the lookout for those who need a Savior and who want to be saved. We need to be on the lookout for those. The gospel is for each and every one of us. No one should be left out or left behind. Our walk should be right in step with the Spirit that is in us. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 25, Galatians 5, verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. When we are baptized, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, that Spirit that we have, it never does wrong. We do. We do the wrong. We leave the Spirit. The Spirit is with us, but we do the wrong. Sometimes we chase after our own desires without seeing what God wants us to do. Thoughts of God leave us many times in our decision making. God is maybe even nowhere in the picture. In Deuteronomy 13 and verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 4, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him and keep His commandments and obey His voice. And you shall serve Him and hold fast to Him. It's not always easy to do the right things. Sometimes we make bad choices. You know, when our peers might be around, when people are around us, we might be afraid to do the right things. We might be the only one that does right. And normally, if that's the way it is, we probably are doing something that's right. Fear does something to us. This fear is a reverence for God and His Word. We need that. We need that back in our lives. We need that in our nation. That reverence for God, that respect for Him and His Word. There are many in our world who don't even know God or know who He is. Paul had a responsibility toward the gospel. And so do we. There's more than just than us being baptized. We have more to do. We must teach others. You know, Christ worked up to His death. He worked up to His death, and Paul did as well. They knew that there was something better that awaited them. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. Philippians 2 and verse 8. And being found in human form, being humbled by Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death and even death on a cross. Jesus was human just like us and chose to be obedient all the way to His death. That's the example that we must follow. Christ is our example. We have been promised a home in heaven as long as we stay faithful to God. Is our faith challenged sometimes? Is our faith challenged sometimes? It can be. And it can also get stronger. Faith healed those who needed to be healed. Where is your faith? Is it strong or is it weak? Well, in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. Matthew 9 and verse 2. You know, in faith in God got things done. In Matthew 9 and verse 2. And behold, some people brought to Him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven." Faith does many things. Also in Acts chapter 16 and verse 5. Acts 16 and verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. Sometimes our faith as a church can grow weak, but we must increase in faith each and every day. Ways to increase our faith. I'm going to mention just a few of these. Ways to increase our faith. Number one, we must read our Bibles. We must read our Bibles. The more we read our Bibles, the better we will understand God's will for us. Also in Acts 17 and verse 11. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. You know, we are not going to know everything when we pass from this life. We're all going to have questions, and one day those questions will be answered. The opportunity for us is to learn as much as we can while we're here so we can share the good news with others. It's not going to be good if we just know enough to get by. It's not going to be good enough because that may not work on the Day of Judgment. We should be thankful that we have the Bible to guide us in our daily walk with God. In Psalm 82 and verse 5, Psalm 82 and verse 5, they have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. There are those who do walk in darkness. If there is no knowledge, there is no understanding. Some may claim they know the truth, but turn away from the truth. They chase after their own desires instead of doing what the scriptures say. The scriptures must be handled with care and let them speak for themselves. Some may twist the scriptures to say what they want it to say or to fit their belief. All people need to hear is the truth. That's all they need. They just need to hear the truth. They need to hear the truth be preached and not a watered down version. The scriptures guide us in everyday living. Number two, we must pray. We must pray. Christ rose early to pray. Every day we should begin with prayer. Every day we should begin with prayer. Prayer is such a blessing because we aren't alone. We aren't alone. We have a lot to be thankful for. In Psalm 66, verse 19 and 20. Psalm 66, verses 19 and 20. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Verse 20. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love for me. Many times we are weak. We hate to say that, or we hate to say it, but it's true. We're weak. The thing about prayer is we can pray anytime. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, Romans 12 and verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Also Philippians 4 and verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. We must be able to talk to God and trust his answers. Trust his answers. We must be careful in our prayers that we don't ask for things, that we can't ask for things with wrong motives. And we have to be careful in our prayers as well. Things need to be within reason. We may not always like the answer that God gives us, but his ways are better than ours. Many times we don't get the answer we want. We let it get the best of us. Sometimes we let it get the best of us if we don't like the answer. We must remember that everything is on God's time and not ours. We need to see the good in every situation so we can have a better perspective on things. God is the one in control. So we must understand that. God is in control. Third thing, we need to look out for the interest of others. We need to look out for the interest of others. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, if we go on down to verses 9 and 10 there, verses 9 and 10 of the same chapter, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. You know, we are told how to treat others and how to treat other Christians, how to treat each other. This world could use a lot more gentleness and self-control. A real friend will tell you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear. Sometimes the truth hurts, but we are better off knowing the truth. Each of us can say that we've had missed opportunities to speak to someone about the gospel because we see people day in and day out, yet fear gets the best of us. And we have different types of fear. Fear of rejection, maybe fear of not knowing enough, or fear of turning them away, even. So there's many reasons why we don't, but we should never be afraid of telling someone the truth. God wants us to be His hands and His feet. And as long as we are here on earth, He wants us to be His hands and feet. Number four, we need to walk in love. We need to walk in love. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Ephesians 5 and verse 2. And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Christ gave of Himself willingly for us so we could have forgiveness of sins. He gave Himself for us. And that's the deepest kind of love. We fall short of that kind of love. Are you returning that love back to God? Are you returning that kind of love back to God? Our love only goes so deep when it should go deeper. 2 John chapter 1 verse 6. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 6. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you shall walk in it. We show our love by being obedient to our death. We show our love by being obedient to our death. Love should motivate us to spread the gospel. We need a love for souls. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 18. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 18. By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Now, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. Love requires action. Love requires action. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians 13, and this is the chapter of love. 1 Corinthians 13, 7 and 8. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And that's just the first part of verse 8 there. And then if you want to go on down to verse 13. Verse 13. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love was very important to God. So it should be important for us. It's great to know that love never ends. Christ's love for us is stronger in our weaker moments. It's when we need it the most. It's when we need Him the most. Each of us have a heart, and it's up to us how we use it. It needs to be used for the good so others can see what Christ can do for them. And that Christ, they can see Christ in us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and verse 11. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And then verse 11, verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. It's great to be part of a tight-knit congregation. It's great to do that. And I pray for each and every one here. It's been a rough year this year, one for the ages. And it's one that we won't forget. And but just remember that we must press on. We must press on and do our part and let our light shine so that others can see Christ in us. Tonight, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.